السلام عليكم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله العظيم. We start off by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is worthy of all of our praise and our gratitude is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who guides us to that which is pleasing to Him, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who watches over us even though very rarely are we aware of Him. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who hears us and listens to us even though very rarely do we call on to Him. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who showers us with His mercy, even though we forget to ask for it. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is waiting for us to ask Him for forgiveness and turn back to Him. And through this forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us months like the month of Ramadan. We then send peace and blessing upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one that was not just sent as a mercy to mankind, but as a mercy to the world. It was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who came to teach us not just how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but to interact with one another to the point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَلَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رُسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ In the Messenger of God, you have this complete and perfect example. We send peace and blessings upon the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family members, those who helped him and aided him, أَمَّا بَعْدُ thereafter. In the month of Ramadan, we come to a very pivotal point. This time of Ramadan is where things start to change. We usually call this the Ramadan slump. We start off Ramadan at a high, and the masjid is packed. The verse comes to mind, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. The help of Allah comes and victory comes. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسِ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ الْأَفْوَاجَ. And you see people flock into the religion in large groups, that finding parking becomes difficult. Finding place in a masjid that we just expanded becomes difficult, that people are now praying outside in the first 10 days. But now you come to a very pivotal point, a deciding point, where we enter the second 10 days of Ramadan, the 12th of Ramadan today. And usually what happens at this point, we start to divert from our intentions. We start off the month of Ramadan thinking that this month will be different. This time I will change, and this time I will seize the virtues of Ramadan and I will make the most of it. But around this time what happens, slowly our habits start to come back. Okay, I've done this for 10 days, I've done this for 11 days, I've done this for 12 days. Let me pray at home. Let me pray a little bit later. And things now begin to change. And hopefully, the last 10 days we pick back up. But to maximize on the month of Ramadan, you have to maintain that level of worship, that level of spirituality throughout the whole month. Because istiqamah and being steadfast and being in worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perpetuously, continuously, where there isn't today I worship, tomorrow I don't, and the day after I will again. We started off worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but now we come to a point I'm going to take a little break and then I will pick back up. True greatness, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ لَلَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. The Prophet ﷺ says the most beloved actions of Allah are the ones that you do continuously. And Ramadan is about building habits. And the reason why every Ramadan seems the same, because in Ramadan we fail to build a habit, because in the middle of Ramadan we take a break from the actions. But if a person were to build habits in the month of Ramadan, then they have to carry on the action throughout the entire month. So this middle part is actually extremely important. But when it comes to month of Ramadan, there is a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that many people have said that it is weak or it contradicts other hadiths. But we look at this hadith and understanding that the whole month of Ramadan is of mercy. And the whole month of Ramadan is of forgiveness. And the whole month of Ramadan is of freedom from the fire of Jahannam. But to give ourselves direction and focus ourselves, the Prophet ﷺ in this narration says that the first 10 days is of mercy, and the second 10 days is of forgiveness, and the last 10 days of freedom from the fire of Jahannam. So if we were to look at this hadith, even though there is commentary upon it, and say, just for the sake of focusing ourselves, in this middle 10 days, I will work on forgiveness and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. The first step of asking Allah for forgiveness is forgiving others. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in one hadith, whoever does not have mercy upon others, Allah will not have mercy upon that person. And this is a very tough discussion. Because in our hearts, sometimes we hold grudges for people. I have relatives, you have friends, that you have stopped communicating with them over something small. And maybe it's been so long that you don't even remember why you stopped talking, but at this point it's just awkward to make that conversation. So learning to forgive them and cleaning your heart in this month of Ramadan is going to be extremely important. For your heart to let in the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to first cleanse it. and let go of the grudges and fix it and remedy it from all the illnesses of the heart. And that comes with making that awkward conversation. And sometimes it's to a sibling that we haven't spoke to. Sometimes it's to a work colleague. Sometimes it's to a relative. But the hadith comes to mind by Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi, narrated by Imam Anas radiallahu ta'ala, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Anas bin Malik, that ya ghulam, O young boy, at night before you go to sleep, look at your heart. And if you find any ill feelings, if you find any grudges, if you find any hatred, if you find any malice in your heart towards somebody else, then let go of it. Forgive that person. And he finished off the hadith where the Prophet ﷺ says, why? Because this is my sunnah. I, the Prophet ﷺ, I do this. In another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says, whoever lets go of an argument, whoever lets go of a grudge, a fight, and they are in the wrong, then Allah will build them a house in Jannah. And for the person that's in the right, you were actually wronged in this relationship. The person is, you know, they oppressed you. The Prophet ﷺ says, for that person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build this person a house in the middle of Jannah. Now, after cleansing our heart, we now turn to asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And this month of Ramadan is all about forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To the point that the very famous hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is climbing the pulpit and he says Ameen multiple times. And when the companions asked him, Ya Rasulullah, we've seen you do something unique today. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, now, even though we've heard this hadith so many times before, to truly understand this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, like we said earlier, was not just a mercy to mankind, but he was a mercy to the world. Rasulullah ﷺ was such a person that anybody who harmed him personally, he forgave them. To think about it, Wahshi comes to Rasulullah ﷺ. And the Prophet ﷺ asks him, are you the person who assassinated my uncle? And he says, yes, I am. And I'm here to accept Islam. And Rasulullah ﷺ says, then come on in. The Prophet ﷺ forgives him. But in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he says, Ameen, multiple times. And when he's asked why, what happened, the mercy to mankind, a person whose mission was to make sure every single person receives the message of Islam, every single person receives Allah's forgiveness, every single person enters into Jannah, he says that when I stepped on the first step, Jibreel ﷺ came and made a dua against a person. And the second step, he made dua against a person. The third step, I made dua against a person. On each of the steps, I, the mercy of mankind, said Ameen. And one of them is a person who receives this blessed month and yet does not find a way to obtain Allah's forgiveness. And the mercy of mankind says, that person who has slacked off so much, that person who hasn't seized this month of Ramadan where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming down to the skies and asking and calling out to people and saying, who wants my forgiveness, ask me, so I shall forgive you. Who wants my mercy, so ask me, so I shall shower you with my mercy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ameen to a person like that. Because in this month, there are times throughout the whole month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us moments of forgiveness. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لِلصَّاهِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ. A person that fasts, there are two moments of happiness. One is when they open their fast, and the second is when they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Asawmu li, fasting is for me, and I will give the reward for fasting as much as I want. And Allah is the King of all kings. You know, everything else you do this, 10 rewards, 20 rewards, 30 rewards. But with fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I got this one. And I will show you what a great king I am. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his khutbah, when he talks about the month of Ramadan, he says, oh people, a great month has come upon you with miracles and blessings and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a night which is greater than 1,000 months. In this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He accepts repentance during the day and as well at night. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, so people, repent to Allah for your sins and supplicate and raise your hands. Now when you think about raising your hands, an important part comes in that this month of Ramadan is all about dua as well. One of the most important parts of Ramadan is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you. In one of these prophets, Allah wa sallam says, the smell that comes from the mouth of a person that's fasting. We often get asked this question, Sheikh, can I brush my teeth in the month of Ramadan? With toothpaste, what if I don't swallow it and it all comes out? And I say, the technicality, it's not going down your throat. Okay, but should you? No. Why? Because that smell, that fragrance, that stank is dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than the smell of musk. Now Allah is pleased with you, and in this month of Ramadan, ask Allah for whatever you want. Go into the depths of your heart. The things that you have desired for your life, the things that you don't believe that can actually happen, in this month of Ramadan, because if you cannot obtain forgiveness in this month of Ramadan, and if you cannot obtain the desires that you have, and if you cannot ask Allah for what you want in the month of Ramadan, then when can you ask? When will you obtain that forgiveness if you can't get in the month of Ramadan? In one hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hadith al-Qudsi says, "Ana inna abdi dhanibi. I am with my servant the way he thinks of me." If you think Allah will forgive you, then Allah will forgive you. In the famous hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Man sama Ramadan imanam wa ihtisaban." Whoever fasts in the month of Ramadan with faith that Allah will accept my fast, with faith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward me, with faith that Allah will value whatever broken ibadah that I do, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, all of his past sins are forgiven. And then he says, مَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانَ. Whoever stands up in the nights of Ramadan, إِيمَانًا وَإِحْتِسَابًا. إِيمَانًا وَإِحْتِسَابًا. Understanding that our worship may be flawed. When we stand up in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our salah may be flawed, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a great king that He accepts it, and Allah values it. Understanding that our fasting may be flawed, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it, and He values it. Because Allah is ash-shakur, the one who appreciates what the servants do. So in this month of Ramadan, you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ana inna abdi dhanni bi, I am with my servant the way he thinks of me." You are think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah will accept your du'as, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your du'as. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "O people, you have made your conscience the slaves of your desires." Your conscience, your nafs, have become the slaves of your desires. So in this month of Ramadan, free your nafs. Free your desires, free your consciousness by invoking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. My nafs, I understand that my nafs falls to sins. My nafs enjoys sins. Some of us, our nafs is so well trained by shaitan that we're actually counting down the days that when will Ramadan be over so I can go back to my old self? And this is what the Prophet ﷺ is saying, that your nafs has become a slave to your desires. But there's a way that you can free it, and that is by invoking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. But the Prophet ﷺ says that your backs have broke, your shoulders, there's so much weight on it from your sins. So free and lift off that weight by going down into sajda in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala often. The sins that you have, offload that by prostrating in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, fully understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised with His majesty and with His honor that a person that prays salah and a person that does sajda, that the hellfire will be safeguarded from him on the day of judgment. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that same khutbah, he says, O people, in this month, the gates of Jannah remain open. So ask Allah that they remain open for you outside as well. In this month, the gates of Jahannam are closed and chained. So you turn to Allah and invoke on Allah and supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they remain closed for you. And in this month, shaitan is locked up and chained up. So you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this month that, oh Allah, when the month of Ramadan finishes, protect me from shaitan. Don't let shaitan dominate me outside the month of Ramadan. Remember, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith, Qudsi, he tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, if you come to me with an earth full of sin, Yabna Adam, O son of Adam, if you come to me on the day of judgment with an earth full of sin, not one, not two, not a thousand, but so many sins that it were to fill up the whole earth, and this is how you come to me on the day of judgment, but before that you ask for forgiveness. Before that, you turn to me, you repent to me, you offload your sins, and let me do my part. And my part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us another hadith Qudsi, that innakum tukhti'una bil-layli wan-nahar, that you sin throughout the day and you sin throughout the night. Wa ana aghfiru dhunuba jami'a, what I do is I forgive sins. Understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to forgive. This is His love language. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to forgive. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul af. The last 10 days of Ramadan, we turn this dua up, where we tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, you love to forgive, so forgive me. So here in this hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you come to me with an earth full of sins and you repent, then I will come to you with an earth full of forgiveness. As long as you do not associate partners with me. This month of Ramadan is about asking for forgiveness. And like we said earlier, that this month of Ramadan is turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's about asking Allah that, oh Allah, do not let me go back to who I was. It's about asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, the way that you have protected me from shaitan, the way that you have opened the gates of Jannah upon me, keep those doors open. The acts of worship that I have done, whether they are broken, oh Allah. My salah is broken, my fast is broken, but oh Allah, we ask that you accept it. So in this month of Ramadan, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking for forgiveness. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ واستغفر الله الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this month of Ramadan we ask for infinite mercy. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this month is about your mercy. Oh Allah, we ask that you shower us with that mercy. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not deprive us of your mercy in this month of Ramadan. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you have mercy upon the Muslim ummah. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you have mercy upon the Muslims wherever they may be. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you have mercy upon our brothers and sisters in Palestine this month. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let this month be a month of mercy upon them. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you make matters easy for them in this month. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this month is about change. Oh Allah, we ask that you change the situation of our brothers and sisters in Palestine. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do not have food to eat. Oh Allah, we ask that you are ar-Razzaq, that you shower them with your rizq. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do not have safety. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are as-salam. You are the one that grants peace. You are the one that grants safety. Oh Allah, we ask that you grant our brothers and sisters in Palestine safety. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do not have anybody to turn to. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the world has turned a blind eye to them. Oh Allah, but you see everything. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's nothing hidden from you. Oh Allah, there's nothing small. Oh Allah, there's nothing big that you do not know of. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you watch over them. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you protect them. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you grant them ease. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you grant ease to the Muslim wherever they may be. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this month of Ramadan, we come to you with a load of sin. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask for your forgiveness. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wipe our sins away. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask for guidance in the month of Ramadan. Oh Allah, guide our youth. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep them on the straight path. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protect us from going back to who we used to be in the month of Ramadan, after the month of Ramadan. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not let us exit Ramadan the way that we entered Ramadan. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever worship we have done in the month of Ramadan, oh Allah, we ask that you accept it. Oh Allah, we ask that you accept our fasting. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you accept our qiyam. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you accept our reading of the Quran. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us people that are close to you. Oh Allah, we ask for a Jannah and actions that bring us close to Jannah. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we seek protection from the fire of Jahannam. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we seek protection from actions that bring us close to the fire of Jahannam. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask for your mercy. Oh Allah, we ask for your forgiveness. Oh Allah, we ask that you free each and every single one of us from the fire of Jahannam. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive our sins. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, overlook our shortcomings. Oh Allah, pardon our mistakes. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not burden us more than what we can bear. Oh Allah, we ask for good in this dunya. Oh Allah, we ask for good in the hereafter. Oh Allah, we ask that you protect our community. Oh Allah, we ask that you give unity amongst our community. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you make this masjid a beacon of light. Oh Allah, we ask that you make this masjid a place where people find a home. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guide us. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be pleased with us. Oh Allah, we ask for anything good that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for. And we seek protection from anything bad that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought protection from. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be pleased with us. Oh Allah, be pleased with us. Oh Allah, be pleased with us. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Aqim as-salah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Akhwani, akhwati, jazakum Allah khairan. Your masjid needs you, inshallah. You know, our fundraiser coming up, inshallah, next Saturday, the night of 21st. But today, after Salat al-Jum'ah, please, please, stay with us for a few minutes, inshallah, because we have $500,000 that we in loan that we immediately have to pay back because we opened the place, alhamdulillah. So myself and Sheikh Mubin will stand for a few minutes, inshallah. We try to collect as much as we can so we can pay, inshallah, off the loan, inshallah. I mean, we don't want the masjid, alhamdulillah, we're enjoying the air condition, the carpeting, and everything. We want to maintain this for our children, inshallah. So stay with us and have sabr, inshallah. That's barakallahu feekum.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Shadu an la ilaha illallah, shadu an la ilaha illallah. Shadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, shadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah, hayya ala al-falah. Kad kamati salah, kad kamati salah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين، لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم، ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون، فما يكذبك بعد بالدين، أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين؟ الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, your sabr inshallah is needed. We're not going to take too much time, but as we said, we have a loan that's 500K, subhanAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. So can I have one of the brothers, inshallah, two brothers, 25,000 each, inshallah, we clear 50,000. Can we have one brother, inshallah, especially those, mashallah, they come for Salat al-Jum'ah. May Allah bless you. Welcome to our masjid anytime. But can I have one brother, inshallah, the first brother, 25,000, inshallah? $25,000. We have volunteers everywhere, inshallah. You don't have to mention your name. You can just take a pledge, inshallah. All right? $25,000. Any of the brothers? $25,000. Bismillah. Go in once. I don't see any hands.
Remember the hadith of the Prophet says, whoever builds a house of Allah, Allah will build him a house in Jannah.
Inshallah.
So again, this $25,000, again, it's a large amount, but remember it's your tawakkul and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that will reward you for this, and He reward you in the hereafter.
Jazakumullah khair. All right, going once, going twice, thrice, inshallah, for 25,000. Do you have any brother? Khair, inshallah. Let's go to $10,000. If we have five brothers, we secure the $50,000, inshallah. We need to secure that. Can we have the first brother, inshallah, for the $10,000? $10,000? I know we can do it, first community. $10,000. Bismillah. Do we see any of the brothers? And the sisters also. There are some sisters upstairs. Maybe sisters in the back. Do we have $10,000, inshallah? The first one. Bismillah. $10,000, inshallah, to pay off the loan for the masjid, inshallah. Go ahead, inshallah, Sheikh.
Remember that this money is for the expansion of the masjid, and this expansion of the masjid is already being utilized. You know, alhamdulillah, we've had an interfaith star 2 days ago. Yesterday, we had a new Muslim, Sheikh Salah was there. Today, we have over 100 non-Muslim youth who are coming to the masjid, and will be in that hall.
That's
so again,
amazing.
This hall is being utilized for khair, for good. You know, we're inviting people to the masjid. We're doing dawah work. So again, we ask for $10,000 if there's anybody.
If we have any of the brothers, $10,000. Okay, khair, inshallah, no problem. $5,000, inshallah, should be doable. Can we have the first hand, inshallah, for $5,000? We can do this, inshallah, first community. $5,000, bismillah. Where is my first $5,000? We're going to get this, inshallah. We're going to get this, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen, and the loan will be paid back, inshallah. $5,000, do we have anyone? $5,000? Bismillah, $5,000. I know we can do it. By the way, you don't have to raise your hand. You can just take a pledge, inshallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows your name, inshallah. Bismillah, $5,000. Anybody? All right, khair, inshallah. Khair, inshallah. $2,500. I'm just trying to go fast because we don't want to spend too much time here, inshallah. All right, $2,500. Bismillah. $2,500. Anybody? Bismillah. The first 2,500, volunteers everywhere, just take that pledge. The first one, takbir, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Can I have the second and third for 2,500, inshallah? 2,500.
Keep in mind that in the expansion, every day kids will come and utilize this for reading Quran. And the Prophet ﷺ says, whoever enables somebody to do a good deed, they get the reward of the person that does it. So as they read Quran, you will get the ajr. As they learn their deen, you will get the ajr by your donation. So keep that in mind, that as you're donating, what's the purpose behind it? Where will this money be going to? We want to leave a future for our children. So you're building this future with this donation of yours of 2,500.
2,500, anybody, inshallah? Because we need to wrap it up, inshallah. I know the brothers want to pray. Khalas, khair, inshallah. I didn't see more hands. We have one brother. May Allah bless him. All right, now let's go to $1,000, inshallah, because we have to wrap it up, inshallah. Can I have the first 1,000? Takbir, may Allah bless you. Can I have the second and third, inshallah? Just Brother Mahir, jazakallah khair, takbir. The third, inshallah, takbir, Dr. Omar, jazakallah khair. We need number four, inshallah. Four, that's doable, inshallah. Number four? Number four and five, $1,000, inshallah. Number four and five, $1,000, bismillah.
Keep in mind that anything that you give in the month of Ramadan, Allah will increase it as much as He wants. 70 times, 100 times, Allah will increase as much as He wants. So every penny that you give will be multiplied. This is the best time to give. Throughout the whole year, the best time to give is the month of Ramadan. Then, on top of that, to give in the expansion of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay. We have, jazakallah khairan, we have, mashallah, brother Riyaz, may Allah bless you, $7,000, inshallah. $7,000, mashallah, may Allah bless him, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him. All right, can I have the third, how far? I need to get 5,000, inshallah. Can I get
four and five, was it? Four and five, number four. $1,000. Khair, khair, inshallah. All khair. As I said, we're going to get the money, inshallah. We're not worried about it. So, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen, ya akhwani, take the pledge with you. All right? Make up your mind. Don't let shaitan hold you back. Take the pledge, inshallah. Write anonymous. Write your name. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anonymous. Allah knows your name. Write your name. The brothers are going to call you, inshallah, to tell you how to pay, inshallah. But make sure to do khair and to leave something, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen, for the house of Allah. Man the الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا. You know, loan Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala قرض حسن. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you khair. جزاكم الله خيرا.
Remember, you can give on behalf of your parents that passed away. You can give on behalf of your children. Gather some people together. Whatever little you can give, again, it doesn't have to be this amount that we mentioned, but whatever little you can give, put your name down, and inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. جزاك الله خير.